So when we look at people, well, no, it's who you, hey, these things are journeys. You end up having to talk to them. You end up having to be with people. You always end up with times when you get a little bit low. Yeah. You always get things that you've got to be with people that you know is going to help you, right? They determine the culture of your thing. So, so this is wheat. Crypto target market is traditionally millennials, young, 30-year-old, male, love the tech, love trading, okay? Which was our initial focus. And we're defining every month the group that we have. So people obviously flock. And so we're increasingly, what we found with this, so the ASX is the Australian stock market, but we have research out of a lot of countries. There's a group called the wealth accumulators, okay? The 52% of this group, of the investor space, is over 44 years old, okay? Yet they control 85% of all the money. Got it? Less people, and they got the money, and their goals is accumulation of wealth, supplemental income, they own shares, property, the whole lot of cash, and they make decisions on their own. Most people think that they just go, oh no, if my financial advisor says this, then I won't do it. And that's just simply not true, okay? Simply not true in the UK, and it's simply not true there either, okay? And their problem is, as we said, it's this. So finding yield. How do I find yield when property prices have gone like this, but incomes have gone like this? How do I find yield when the stock market has been growing, but now starting to flatten out, okay? And therefore, you have the whole crypto wave thing that we're talking about, because the major ICE owns the New York Stock Exchange. ICE owns the Euronext Stock Exchange in Europe, okay? German Stock Exchange, Toronto Stock Exchange, which is Canadian Stock Exchange, NASDAQ, creating a platform for the institutions, and they focus on the three coins, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Litecoin, okay? So for us, we looked at that and said, what do we need to do? We need to have, as we said, a simple bundle product. People wanted their own coin, so we have a DAT coin. We eventually want to go into a little bit of trading and then into what's called crowdfunding opportunities, but it has to always be designed so it's on a mobile phone. So everything we do is designed to be what's called mobile first. So the person can sit there as we see them, as everyone does, yeah? Sit on your phone. Make sense?
Yeah.
I've already told you about the key thing to make sure, if you ever show someone this, okay, is you gotta make sure you put in the right address. It's got to be the exchange at daxi.com, not the website. It's got to be the entry for the exchange. Got it? People love this. Like, I remember when I was with the guys in Queensland, and I went, hey, you want to see something? Look at this. So I went on to Mozilla, the observatory, Mozilla, okay. Do you want me to show you?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you want me to show you how that works? So if you go on to the observatory, let me just find it first. Now, have you ever heard of Mozilla?
Yeah.
So Mozilla was one of the builders of the internet.
Yeah.
They created Firefox, which is one of the most famous things. So what this is, okay.
Can you go on to the Firefox as well to go into Mozilla?
No, Mozilla is an independent organization, all right? So it's like a Linux. They created things independently, a whole lot of software developers. So Mozilla Observatory has helped over 170,000 websites by teaching developers security professionals how to configure their site safely and securely. So they came up with this test on the front on security. And as I said, the one thing that we find with people is that they are paranoid about security.
Yeah.
And what you need to know is that there's three parts to security. Number one is the owner going to run off with the money? Oh, it's important, man.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I operate in Asia, and a number of things. Hey, the last two crypto exchange scams in Europe in the last few months is an Irishman ran off with the money off an exchange and a Polishman. Okay? So let's put that aside, okay? People know where I live, then you have a person, and here is an exchange. An exchange is where the money is kept, okay? And the money is kept in their portfolio, okay? And you have the front and the back. And the front is how the person accesses. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
And when they get through the door, which is the once they've got through the 2FA and all this sort of stuff and got to the back end, that's a different sort of security. So you have if you're creating this, you have two sorts of security. You have back end. So we have a company, a German company, considered one of the best in the world, that helps us with our security of the back end. And we also have processes that we do, okay? And the most important thing, if you ever run into a crypto person, is your cold wallet, okay? And you have a hot wallet and a cold wallet. And the difference is it connected to the internet? If it's not connected to the internet, it can't be hacked. Do you see what I mean? You can't steal the money if you can't connect it to it. Does that understand? So a cold wallet is something that is not connected to the internet. And our strategy is that 98% of all assets are kept in a cold wallet. So if they ever hack us, the only risk would be 2%. And we hold this in a company called BitGo. And if you Google BitGo, you will find that BitGo is the most famous, most secure company for looking after stuff for you. Okay? Does anyone understand that? So what happens is that the front end is how the individual accesses the website.
Mm-hmm.
And all of this technology that goes on the front end of an exchange, when you actually look in and put your passwords in and all that sort of stuff, that's called the front end. And there is technology that you need to use to make sure that's secure. All right?
That entrance which you gave that
and so this
the
does,
exchange
so this thing,
dot something what you said.
So
exchange
this thing can
dot
rank.
Daxi.com.
So this thing can rank.
Yeah.
What can this is a way in which you can evaluate a website to see whether it does all of the things necessary to operate. So we go exchange.daxi.com, okay? Because if you go, let's just be clear about it, so if you hit exchange.daxi.com, you would hit the login page.
Mm-hmm.
Got it? Everyone got that?
Yeah.
So that's how people access, and what happens is that's the first line of security. If they're going to fish you things, they hit you here. And there's a whole lot of stuff that you don't even see that they can write. So if you take this, they then scan. They have so they can independently scan you to see how that works. And so if you go look, got it? So this is them looking at everything that you do, and they have 11 tests. They have 11 tests that they do on your site to see whether it works. 11 tests passed. 11 out of 11, scored 105 out of 100. Duration, okay?
Sort of continuously updating it?
Well, no, this is a one-off test. So they go there and they evaluate your site. And so it's not the only one. So there are other companies, other websites that do that evaluation on the front end of your website. There's one. There's another one. I don't know what that is. So this is just loading results. The point is that, I'll show you something. The most famous exchange.
What's it called? Binance.
Binance. Got to be, okay.